Tim Fraggle, head coach of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, joins us now. Tim, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good, Jason. Yourself?
I'm doing all right, as we got about seven games left in the regular season. Crusaders, are you guys firmly in a playoff position right now? You got a massive gap. There's, you know, typical, I guess, in a sense, there's kind of five top teams, a little bit more of a separation than previous years amongst the top five, but still a big separation between them. Between now and the end of the season, Tim, what do you try to fine-tune for your team before the playoffs start?
First thing for us is we need to be committed to playing better without the puck. Our team defense is good, but it's been inconsistent, and we got to shore that up, and we got to be more disciplined. You know, that's one of the things that's kind of biting us as well, as you know, us taking too many penalties at times.
Now, Tim, if we're at this point in the season and you still want to firm that up, how is that so? Is this a matter of you've had some changes in personnel? Have you changed anything up? Because you'd think at this point you'd have that part down pat.
Now, you know what the biggest thing is, Robin, is they've shown us they can commit to it. So we've seen it. So now it's getting them to buy in and do it every day, because if, you know, we were right there in the thick of things with the best teams in the league, but it seems like for whatever, those games that you're supposed to win, those have been difficult games for us, and a few of those have gotten away from us, and we've played the good teams fairly well this year. So it's about, you know, making sure that we play with consistency every day. That's been our biggest challenge.
Now, I'm looking at the standings, and you and Bonneville, it's pretty much guaranteed. I guess Bonneville could catch Whitecourt, but, you know, it looks like you're going to finish in fifth, and so you'll take on the fourth-place team in the first round. It's either going to be Bonneville or Whitecourt. Tim, when you know who you're going to play a little bit earlier, do you start planning, you know, system for that, or is it too early with a few games left in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, we've already started planning to play one of those three teams, whether it be Bonneville, Whitecourt, or Lloydminster. And what I like to do to begin with is I get all our statistical information done prior to, so our head-to-head matchups, what worked, what didn't work, so I can look at the big picture and then condense down into probably, you know, more so the week before, because we're going to have a good week of practice before we start the first round, and then that's when we'll really narrow down on what we're going to tweak system-wise.
Now, if you take Spruce Grove out of the mix in terms of offense, you've been able to put the puck in the net pretty well, and there's not a lot to choose between. You know, you go through Lloyd, Whitecourt, Bonneville, and yourselves. It's the goals against. Is that back to the defensive responsibility? How's the goaltending in your mind?
Yeah, and that's been part of it for sure, Robin. You know, we've been inconsistently defensively, but there's no two questions about it. Your goaltending is a part of that, and they've had their ups and downs this year. You know, they would like their save percentage, and me as the coach would like their save percentage to be better. And again, they're the same as our team defense. They have shown us, both guys, because they've had basically a 32-23 split in our 55 games. We've kind of rode the hot hand at times, but they've shown us at times they can do it, and then they've shown us at times where, you know, again, that consistency factor has maybe let us down a little bit. But, you know, we're trying to hopefully correct all that here. In our final five games, we've got some real tough opponents, so it'll be a good measuring opportunity for us as we prepare for the playoffs.
Tim Fraggle joins us. Tim, how has because, you know, part of coaching in the Alberta Junior Hockey League in a lot of senses is having, trying to get guys prepared, working with them to potentially go the NCAA route. And every year we're seeing fewer and fewer scholarships. How has that changed recruiting, if any?
Yeah, I'm not sure it has. I mean, right now, I mean, the biggest hit would be the dollar exchange. So everybody thinks it's very misleading that you get these 100% scholarships, and that's not the case. A lot of the scholarships can range from, you know, a 50% scholarship all the way to 100, but what a lot of players are weighing nowadays is, you know, does it make more sense for me to stay in Canada and go to school and play ACAC or CIS versus paying a little bit more with the exchange rate now to go? So that's affected it more than people know.
Okay.
And the other factor is that, you know, depending on the youthfulness of your team, that really impacts, because they have really narrow in on the younger players now, the NCAA. They're committing kids at 15, 16, which I know your thoughts on that, Jason.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's so young. It's hard to predict, right? It's really hard to predict. But they're committing these guys so early, with hoping they don't commit to the Western League. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And our team in particular this year, we have an older group, and we have six guys that played major junior. So, we have three NCAA scholarships, but our team this year just isn't really a big fit for those schools. And as a league this year, I think there has been a few more major junior guys filter back to junior A this year, and that might be part of it.
Now, when they get a player to commit at 15 or 16, what does that really entail? Is it just a signed piece of paper? Like, can they back out at any point?
Absolutely. Those are verbal agreements. They can back out at any time until they sign their national letter of intent, which usually isn't until the spring of when they're going to attend the university. So you can commit a kid at 15, but he's not really going to sign until he's 17, turning 18, when he's going to be in his first year of university. So there is some time there.
Tim, you've got important games to play and a season to conclude. I know that, but do you have to take a run at things this year in terms of your roster? You mentioned you've got some WHL grads. How are you stacking up age-wise?
Yeah, we're not at the max 20-year-olds. We only have five, and we can have six at our level, but we have a large contingent of 19-year-olds this year. So that in itself, we've got to push this year, and it's one of the things that we look at our roster turning over next year. We're going to lose over half our team to scholarships and graduation. So, we're going to be in a bit different position next year. So we're going to push this year, no question, to go on a long playoff run.
Well, Tim, best of luck on that. The North is always entertaining. It's always tough to get out of, and once the playoffs start, should be very fun. So appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jason.